Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Samach Beis Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we began yesterday Simon Reish Pei Dalu, which deals with the laws of the Haftorah. We'll start again from the very beginning, even though we did the big Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Beis, but we'll start again from the very beginning of the Mechaber. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Maftirim Binovi Mein Yonashal Parsha. We always read the Haftorah on Shabbos that deals somewhat with the Parsha, as we explained yesterday in the long Sivkot and Beis, that the Haftorah was in place of when there was a Gezerah against Chazal, that they couldn't read the Torah on Shabbos, so therefore they instituted the Haftorah. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph we did not do yesterday, so now we'll do that now. Cause of a Levush. Tomati al shalor isi nogin lichtov haftorahs kedin sefer. The Levush is surprised and he says, I don't know why we don't write the Haftorahs on a cloth like we do a Sefer Torah. Kyo nir ali, it would have appeared to me, he says, shein yotzim klal b'kriyas haftorah b'chumashim anifasim. That when you're reading from a printed chumash, like most shuls do, you're not really yotzi the Haftorah. Given shein lichtovim b'chol hilchus ha-sefer Torah Megillah, because they're not written like a Sefer Torah or Megillah is supposed to be written, and therefore one should not be able to really fulfill the mitzvah of reading the Haftorah from a printed Chumash or a printed Haftorah book. However, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah of Ataz and Morgan Avram, Yishvu and Minug. They explain the custom nowadays, and they hold Usfir Lahu. And they say the Afshu Ayyadei Defoz, even though it's published, it's printed, Begama HaNiyar, and it's on paper, Vishlo Begalila, and it's not rolled up in a scroll on cloth, nevertheless, Mutter Linyan Zeh, for the reading of that Torah, that is adequate. However, they all agree, Mikol Mokum, Dasa Mogin Avram, Ditzorech Liftos HaFtorah, Mitoch Novi Sholim HaNidvos. At least one should try to read the Haftorah from a printed Novi. And the Sharet Zion Oz Beis over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, the after people got them because of Tanakh, he writes there at Tanakh, not Novi, but Lav Davka. Should ideally have it from a printed entire Novi, even though you don't have it on a cloth. So this is not as good as a cloth, but it's better than just reading it straight from a Chumash. V'lo mitoch haftorah levad hinifeses b'chumash, as opposed to, as I just said, reading it from the back of a Chumash that just has the Haftorahs listed over there. And he says, v'chein gam kein das el yirabah. There's also the opinion of the el yirabah, and Ayin Shom look there for more details. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sharet Zion Osalim says that you certainly should not use a Tanakh that was printed by the Minim, by heretics. It says better to use a Chumash in that situation than a Tanakh that was published by heretics. So again, in summarization, you have, ideally, you should read it from a cloth. If you can't read it from a cloth, he seems to suggest you should read it from a full Tanakh, or at least a full Navi that's published, printed. And if you don't have that, then you can just read from the straight published Haftorah without having all the rest of the Navi around it. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "Mikol Mokom, Imein Lehem Rak Haftorah Nifeses B'Chumish." If you only have that, Yesh Lismoch LaHakil. Don't be upset. You can rely upon this opinion, Shelo Levato Kriyas Haftorah, and not to give up saying of the Haftorah. But Lechatchila, Af Lechatchila, Bevadei Roy V'Nochum Shiel Lechol Tzibur Neviim Shenichtovim B'Klaf Kedin. Ideally, you should have it on a cloth. Shos Gam Hashemos Nichtovim B'Kedusha, because the names of Hakadosh Baruch Hu then are written appropriately with the proper kedusha, as opposed to Mashein Kein Shkishu Al Niyor HaNidfos, as opposed to when it's on a printed piece of paper but it doesn't have the kedusha of the Shemos. And he says also looking at the El Yerab over here as well. And this, in fact, was the minhag of the Vilna Gaon, the Chayin Hinnig Agro B'Kiloso, the Gro in his community, the Chayes Nispashi Zeh Bahar B'Kilos Yisrael, the Ashri. And many shuls do this nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says already in his time, and praiseworthy are those congregations. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Sharet Zion Oz Dalet says, the Be'ikar Adin, Yesh Ledaber Bezeharbe. One could really talk about this quite a bit, as does the Al Yerabah. But one shouldn't protest, and one doesn't need to protest against congregations that read from a printed sefer, because this is bechlal eis lasos l'Hashem, because this is something that we don't have much of a choice nowadays. Otherwise, the Haftorah might be forgotten. But klaf kedin, it's very difficult for many shuls to have a klaf and have somebody to read it each week. Avo bevadei atzibah sheyacholus biyadim. If a tzibah can do this, yesh lom lichtov neviim kedin. You should do this ideally. Or befrap yameinu, he says, especially nowadays that people spend so much money on other things that aren't as important. He says, even they're certainly doing it l'shem shamayim because of zeh keli b'anveil, to have beautiful shuls and beautiful accoutrements. They certainly should try to beautify this mitzvah as well by having a klaf that has the appropriate haftorahs in it. Dishu foot number one brings down from the Chazon Ish that he feels if you don't have a klaf, it doesn't make any difference if you have an entire published Tanakh or if you're just reading from a Chumash that just has the Haftorahs in it. He doesn't think that that makes any difference. If it's not a klaf, it's not a klaf. the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that there were certain places in Lita, in Europe, in Lithuania, that they would just have a cloth that had only Haftorahs on it. They didn't have all the Navi, all the Tanakh in it, but they just had the Haftorahs on it. And he says this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shim Ein Litzibur, Navi Sholim Miklaf, if you don't have a regular full Navi on a cloth, so then there is still a Chashivas to have a Sefer of Haftorahs over here that is all the Haftorahs on a cloth, rather than reading it just from a published Chumash. Again, the opinion that we just brought down from the Chazon Ish would disagree with that. If you don't have a full Navi, Ein Hevdel im Kori mi Sefer Haftoros mi Klaf o mi Chumash. That doesn't make any difference. If you don't have a full Navi over here, you aren't Yotzi the Din ideally. Dishavu number 3 brings down that the Tzibur is normally reading from a Klaf, and for whatever the reason, this Shabbos it's going to be a Tircha for them to get it, so then one opinion would say that they shouldn't wait, it's a Tircha de Tzibur, and they could read from a Chumash. But he brings down another opinion that says they should wait, because this is such an important idea. If they're always used to doing it, they should wait till they get the Klaf. Now we continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Vein pochasin michof al psukim," as we already discussed in yesterday's shir in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis, which we did yesterday. We will not do it again today. So the Mechaber tells us that you should have 21 psukim, which is 3 psukim for each of the 7 aliyos that you would have had if you'd read from the Torah. So therefore, it gets 21 psukim. Elam king solik in yona bibatz mihachi. But the Mechaber says, if the inyan that you're discussing is less than 21 psukim, then it's adequate to have less than 21 psukim. For example, he says, Mehochi kagon olosechem sefu al zivcheichem, that haftorah. This is the haftorah for Parshas Tzav. The Ramah adds, and he says, Hagav, v'davki b'shabbos bo'in chafal psukim. When you have a haftorah on Shabbos, then you need 21 psukim. Shlosh psukim makol echo bin hakrum, as I just said, analogous to 7 people getting an aliyah of 3 psukim each. However, b'yantiv shikorn chamishan, b'yantiv, you only have 5 aliyahs, then sagi b'tesva psukim, then he brings down from the Maharami Padua that it would be adequate to have only 15 psukim in the haftorah, 1 inyan. Velo nisakna haftorah, rak b'tzibor, acha shikor b'torah. And he says, likewise, the haftorah reading was only done in the tzibor after they read from the Sefer Torah. And this brought down from the Ramban. But if you don't have that, also likros in my brachos shelofnei alachrau, then you shouldn't. If you don't have a Sefer Torah and you're not reading from the Torah, then don't read just the Navi with the brachos before and after it. But avo below brachos shari, but to just read the Navi itself without the brachos, that would be acceptable. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Rak Betzibur, says if they started that Torah and there were 10 people and somebody had to leave, so then you're allowed to finish it just like the halacha is by certain parts of the davening. If you started with a minyan and somebody has to leave, you can continue finishing off that section. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel writes, Kigon Shaloy Olem Sefer Torah Likros Bo. For example, if the shul didn't have a Sefer Torah for whatever the reason, but they do want to read the Haftorah, so they shouldn't read it with the Brachos. V'im Korah B'Sefer Torah. If they did read it originally from a Sefer Torah, the regular parish of the week, V'nim Tzis Achar Akriya Shipas Sula, but then they find out that it was Pasul Sefer Torah, Afilu Hochim Aftirin Achreya Mavarchan Abrachos Lefonel Achreya. Then in that situation, you are allowed to read the Haftorah with the Brachos before and afterwards. But he says, V'ayin in the Bir Halacha, where I discuss this further. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Abu Balav Hachi, he says, Afu Pishatchila Satakona Hoysal Kriyas Haftorah, Afilu Below Kriyas Sefer Torah. He says the whole reading of the Haftorah was established when they couldn't read from the Torah. Nevertheless, Achshoshin is Batla Hagzera, since we no longer have that Gzera, the rabbis didn't say you should continue reading from the Haftorah if you don't have a Sefer Torah. Lo Tiknu Lavarech HaHaftorah, they only said you make a bracha on the Haftorah after you have the reading of the Sefer Torah, and he brings this down from the Prima Godim. The issue for number 6 brings down if an individual happened to have heard the Haftorah before he heard the laning. So Shlomo Zalman says that technically he was Yotze, but he should try to go and hear the Haftorah again after the laning. And he adds, Sha'av shebetzibur yesh lekora dafka achar shekor b'torah. The tzibur likewise should certainly always read the Haftorah after the laning. However, an individual, one doesn't have to be so makbid b'dievet on this. He says, Iko takonas kriyas haftorah ha'isa bizman shelo kor b'torah. Because the reasoning is, as we already pointed out, that the Haftorah was originally read instead of the Torah. So if you were to read it b'dievet as an individual, you heard it before the Torah laning, you would be yotze b'dievet, but certainly not ideally. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "In ein erev sheyachol melohavi anavi or chumash veveis haknesset laftir." They have the Sefer Torah in shul, but the klaf for the navi or the chumash for the navi, whatever it is not in the shul, and they can't bring it to the shul. So then, what do you do? So he says, "Holchan asara." You take 10 people, umaftir mevayi shemunach sham. You go to the house where the navi is found, and you go and read the haftorah over there in that house, even though you didn't read the laning over there, but you did read the laning in the shul. And you can read it, or bebirchas haftorah gamkin. You can say the brachas on the haftorah in that situation. Tahari mikol mokum, because the bottom line is koru b'torah tchila afal pishaloyah be'osu mokum, because you are reading from the Torah, even though it's not in the same place as the navi was read. So therefore, you fulfilled the dictum of Chazal to lane and then only say the haftorah afterwards. Nowadays, with the brachos. Sif Beis, the Mechaber brings down, this is from Rav Gidl in the Gemara in Shabbos, and also Tosfos over there, and he says, Imchol Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, ein maftir maskir shel Rosh Chodesh klal. When you're saying the brachos on the Haftorah, you don't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. You don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos or Rosh Chodeshim. However, he then brings out an opinion from the Rosh, the Ran, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yesh Omrim, she'af al pi she'eino maskir b'chasima shel Rosh Chodesh, even though you don't mention it in the bracha, you don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos for Rosh Chodeshim, you don't say that. Nevertheless, maskir and also besocha bracha, you should mention Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the bracha. For example, you say she'omer esyom hamanoach hazeh, we say esyom haShabbos hazeh, yes, Yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh, and say mention of Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the bracha. But the Mechaber himself concludes the Haminah Kisvar Rishon, or the Minog is like the first opinion that he brought down, that we do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh when we say the Haftorah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet explains the Omali Shabbos. If it wasn't for Shabbos, a Navi b'Rosh Chodesh. We don't read the Haftorah. We don't have a Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos that doesn't make anything to do with the Haftorah. Or Kriyas a Navi who rak mishum Shabbos. The only reason we're reading the Torah is because of Shabbos, and therefore we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. The issue for number 9 brings down. Based upon this, we understand now why on Chol HaMoed Pesach we also do not mention anything about Chol HaMoed Pesach when it comes out on Shabbos. We don't mention anything about Pesach, because it's not there because of Pesach that you're saying Haftorah, it's only there because of Shabbos. How come then on Chol HaMoed Sukkos that comes out on Shabbos, we do mention Sukkos? So he brings down, this is because Sukkos each day has separate korbanos, each day is considered a separate yontif, and even though it wouldn't obligate you to read the Haftorah, we mentioned it in the Haftorah. Albeit, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon that they did not mention anything about Chol HaMoed Sukkos on Chol HaMoed Sukkos Shabbos when they read the Haftorah. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Tzorich lechavin lebrachos hakorim b'Torah ulevirchas amafter v'yan acharim amen." A person should listen carefully to the brachos that people say before and after the reading of the Torah, and before and after the reading of the Haftorah, and one should specifically answer amen to these brachos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Hey, "V'alkein hamitzvah al ha'olim sheyivarchu b'kol ram." Therefore, it's very important that the people to get the aliyah shouldn't just mumble and whisper the words, but they should say it nicely and out loud. Kedei shekol hakol yishmu, so the entire congregation can hear the bracha. V'yuchlu lanos amen, and they will be able to answer amen. Why is it so important to answer amen? Over here, so Dershah foot number 10 brings down lechatchila olelo minyan brachos elu lashlomas mea brachos b'Shabbos. It seems to imply over here because you can count these towards the goal of getting 100 brachos every day, and on Shabbos when you don't have the long Shemona Esrei, the 19 brachos Shemona Esrei every day, three times a day, so it can be more difficult. So therefore, you can use this lechatchila to go and fulfill your requirement of 100 brachos. So you must answer amen to it, and therefore you can be yotze in this fashion. The issue for number 11 brings down that why do you have to answer amen? Normally a yotze, even if you don't answer amen. So he wants to suggest the reason that in this regard, you have to do some sort of an action over here because you want to demonstrate that you're going to be yotze. When somebody else is motzi you in a bracha and then you do an action, somebody else has the bracha for shaking lulav and esrog, and then you shake the lulav and esrog, you're doing an action, so you're showing that that bracha was on what you're doing. But if you don't answer amen and you're not doing any action, so then it's not clear that you want to be yotze with that bracha to fulfill the mitzvah or to get another bracha for your 100 brachos. That's what he suggests. Others disagree. Then he has a famous question. Do you or do you not say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo for the brachos of Haftorah if you're planning on being yotze with them towards your 100 brachos? So he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shalo Yomar Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo al Birchas Haftorah, because we normally, when we want to be yotze with a bracha, we don't interrupt in any way, and Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo would be an interruption. So therefore, he says, do not say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. On the other hand, the Elephant Morgan says it's not the end of the world, Yochul Anos, and it's not considered a hefsek. And many people follow that opinion, but I think lechatchila one should be zoyer to follow the opinion over here of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, who says you shouldn't answer Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. Again, for all the people that have not done this and probably may not continue to do this and will answer Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, there are certainly great posts that you can rely upon to say that it's not a hefsek and you are yotze, in fact, for your 100 brachos. And this is really expressed a little bit more in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav, which says, the ayideh ani es amen, via the answering of amen over here, choshev kilu hoya mavarech la'atzu, it's as if you actually said the bracha yourself. Then he says, ein la'anos amen achar emes v'tzedek. In the middle of the Haftorah brachos, we have a phrase that ends with emes v'tzedek. That's not the end of the bracha, and therefore don't answer amen over there. She'omen b'brachos achar Haftorah, this is found in one of the brachos after the Haftorah, she'ein zesiyim bracha, that's not the end of the bracha. And likewise, ein la'anos amen, one shouldn't answer amen achar the words hanemarim b'emes, because that's also not the end of the bracha. Shenemar, bebrocha shel bnei haftorah. This bracha is found in front of the haftorah. Dezeu gam kein bracha achas in masha amar achakach bracha to Hashem habocher batorah of Moshe Abdo. So that is also part of the bracha, and you don't answer in the middle of the bracha. You have a similar idea at the end of the birchas hashachar every day, the last bracha, hamavishen ameino usnuma meafapoi. So we don't answer amen over there because you wait till you conclude the entire bracha. Because he says, dezeu hi chasimosa. You wait till the end of the bracha to answer amen. Back to the Mechaber, the reason why one should be careful, especially about answering Amen, is because this way, V'yalu lo lahash l'minya mea brachos shechiser minyonim b'Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, as we already pointed out, I just discussed in the Dershu footnotes, this idea that the Mechaber is telling us that you may have trouble making 100 brachos on Shabbos, so you can, as a default, certainly help to get to your 100 brachos by relying upon these brachos of the Haftorah to give you an additional 5 brachos. Siv Dal, the Mechaber says, Katan Yochel Haftir, a young child under the age of Bar Mitzvah, can be the one who gets the Maftir and says the Haftorah. However, the Ramah says, Hagah, Vim Korol Maftir, Mishenu Yodea Lomar Haftorah. But if they call up somebody that doesn't know how to say the Haftorah, Yochel Achel Yomer, then in that situation, somebody else is allowed to say it, but that's not really proper. Lechatchila, Avol Lechatchila, also Lasuskin, you shouldn't call up somebody that you know can't say the Haftorah to get Maftir. Ideally, the person that you're calling up to get the Maftir should in fact say the Haftorah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, Hainu, Shekor Mitchila Kotim Mitorah L'Shem Maftir. You called the person up for Maftir. They were able to say the brachos for the Torah, the Baal Kori read, and now they're supposed to say the Haftorah. V'acha Kachlim Tzor Shein Yodea Lomar Haftorah. He doesn't know how to say the Haftorah, and this would be especially true when you're dealing with a klaf. The Chaim Begadol, and the same thing would apply not only to a Kotim, to a Gadol. Ki Aigad, in the same situation, Yochol Achel Lomar Haftorah B'chosel. Somebody else would be able to say the Haftorah with the brachos of the Haftorah if the person who got Maftir doesn't know how to say the Haftorah. The after shetiknu shamaf the yikra b'torah tchila mipnei kovat Torah, because even though they set up that the person who gets the Torah is given a portion in the Torah maftir, in order that we should show that the Torah is more important, mikom makom b'di'evet, if you after the fact don't have a choice, amrina shegam b'zeh yikra kovat Torah, it's also covered for the Torah that somebody else reads the Torah even though that person didn't get an aliyah shekvar. Because we already realized that we called somebody up for the Maftir, even though that person may not himself say the Haftorah. Shari Hivsik Makadish Mikod, because we stopped with the Kaddish in between. So, if at all possible that the person who was supposed to say the Haftorah can at least say it word for word with somebody else reading it, Tov Yosef Shubi Atzmo Shakor Batorah, Lashay Maftir, Yomar Achakacha Haftorah, Ubi Chosel Gamkein. So then the person should at least say the brachas before and after the Haftorah and say it along word for word with the person who's actually laying it for the tzibur. And this is especially true when you're reading from a klaf. Mr. Rusev Kornches, Hainu She'en Korin L'Maftir, Mishalo Yodea Achakach Lichos Haftorah Gamkein. Because as we just pointed out, we don't call up for the Haftorah somebody to get Maftir if they can't read the Haftorah. Ubizmanenu Sha'aminog Bekama Makomus Lichtog Nevi'em Al Klaf Ubeglila Ksefer Torah. And nowadays, when people have a klaf, most people cannot go and read from the klaf. V'im Ken HaKori B'Novi U'motzi Kol HaTzibur Kriyat Sefer Torah. And therefore, the person who is laying the Haftorah is being motzi everybody else. V'lochein Afilu L'chatrila. In this situation, even L'chatrila Mutu Likros L'Maftir. Then you can call up for somebody Maftir who won't be able to read the Haftorah from the klaf. Afilu Mishenu Yodei Likros B'Novi Bi'atzmo. Because Duhu Yomar Kol HaBrachos. Because that person can say the brachos, and the Shliach Tzibur, the laner, Yikra HaTorah Kimoshe Kori B'Sefer Torah. This is no different than the Sefer Torah, where the person getting the Aliyah just says the bracha, and the laner makes the laning. And this is brought down in the name of the Chai Adam, perfectly acceptable to Chatrila. Sifei, the Mechaber says, in Ishtatik HaMavti B'Yam Saftorah, if for some reason the person saying the Haftorah can't continue the Haftorah in the middle, he gets silenced in some way, gets a sore throat, Habola Simon, the one who comes to conclude it, Lo Yaskel Mimokim Sheposek Rishon, he just doesn't pick up from the place where the first person left off, but Ela Shetzorech Lachzul Lahaskel Mimokim Shehiskel Rishon, he has to go back to the very beginning. The same halacha that applies with the Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkan Tes, Ulinian, Bir, Racha, Lefanel. What about the Bracha? Yej Deos, Berei, Simon, Kuf, Mem, Ayin, Shomatam. You have a big machlokes over there in Simon, Kuf, Mem as to whether or not you have to have the person repeat the Brachos. And this can be seen a little bit in the issue footnotes number 13 and number 14. And he says, Vuadin, the same halacha applies, Hacha, over here, that the machlokes over there by the laning. Vain in the Prima Gadon Shkos of the Safik Brachos Lahakel, he says, you shouldn't say the bracha again because it's a Safik and better not to say a Safik bracha. Vain b'mashik osavle b'simen kuf mem b'bir halacha, this has all been discussed previously, and as I said, look in Dershu footnotes 13 and 14, which we don't have the time to go through inside ourselves. And he says, look over there in Sif Aleph, in the Haggah, da'afil b'mokum shal shliach tzibu kori b'sefer Torah, gam kein hadin the tzorch lahaskum imokum shizchal rishon, even when you have a shliach tzibu, a laner, reading for everybody, and a new person comes in, you should start from the place that the first person began from, the Vuadin Khan, and that applies over here as well. The Ramon now adds, and he says, Hago, Shnaim lo yomer Haftorah b'vamachos. You shouldn't have two people reading the Haftorah together. Detrei kol lo mishtamoy, because you can't hear two people laning at the same time, and therefore it could cause you'd not to hear either one. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkan Yud, Gam lo yeh nikra av Torah ayideh shtayim. Likewise, don't have one read one pasuk and then one read another pasuk. Tainu she'echad yikor pasuk echad, sheni shosek ad shemesayim a pasuk, v'yachak kori ha'sheni pasuk achar. Don't have one person read pasuk alef, wait till he's done, then the next person read pasuk beis. Ki amavti shekor b'torah, tzarech shikra hu levad kol av Torah. Ideally, he brings down that one person should read the entire av Torah. Again, if somebody gets sick in the middle, then you have to replace them, but then you start again from the beginning. Sifkan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, look at the Morgan of Ram, the Dafka B'Kol Ram. We're talking here about the two people shouldn't read it out loud together. Avu Balachash, it is appropriate, Mutar Lomar, that everybody should read it together. We pretty much run out of time, so Mitzvah Shem, I will finish off this Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Yud Aleph, in tomorrow's shir. That concludes today's shir.